91X News.
It's 17 degrees with a light rain shower at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. Two people have been taken into custody by Belleville police after they tried to get out of paying an expensive cab fare. The incident happened on Sydney Street after a cab driver was assaulted with pepper spray. He had just brought three people from Toronto to Belleville. The cab driver was taken at Belleville General Hospital and treated for minor injuries and released. One of the male suspects was located nearby suffering from a serious head injury. He was taken by ambulance to Quinney Healthcare, Belleville General Hospital, and later transferred to Kingston General Hospital, where he remains. Police are still searching for the second male suspect. Caitlin Strong has been charged with assault with a weapon, among other charges. Strong will appear in court for a bail hearing on March the 26th. A Bancroft teen is in Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries after an accident on Highway 62. The teen and another man were hitchhiking at 1 o'clock this morning when one of them ran across the road in front of a vehicle. The driver and the other hitchhiker were not hurt. Charges will not be laid by Central Hastings OPP. A wildcat strike at Air Canada has delayed people trying to reach dying relatives, get to a job interview, or make the start of the NDP leadership convention. At least 24 flights were cancelled and some 50 delayed by the walkout that started at Toronto's Pearson Airport last night and spread to Quebec and Vancouver. Maria Ciampa was waiting at Trudeau Airport for at least 5 hours to return to Windsor, Ontario. She says she was stuck in Montreal because of Labour Minister Lisa Raitt.
By the lady there that, took away the badges and whatever. But, I mean, I'm lost to all of this. I just found this out myself today because my husband told me when I called home what exactly had happened. So she's to blame as far as I'm concerned.
The wildcat began when three ground workers were suspended after the Labour Minister was heckled while walking through Toronto's airport last night. 37 workers who took part in the job action were then fired, but workers returned to their jobs after an arbitrator told them everyone would be reinstated without penalty. The seven candidates who want to replace Jack Layton as NDP leader are wrapping up their final speeches to delegates at the party's convention in Toronto. Keith Leslie of the Canadian Press has the latest.
There may be more than 4,000 new Democrats registered to attend the leadership convention in Toronto, but there was lots of empty seats as the candidates each took one final stab at persuading party members to vote for them. The most organized and loudest reactions came from perceived frontrunners Thomas Mulcair and Brian Topp, but the party's complicated voting process makes it hard to determine just who's in front. More than 56,000 new Democrats have already voted online, but tens of thousands more can vote in person or online again tomorrow. First ballot results are expected around 10 o'clock in the morning. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Michael Rafferty's lawyer is suggesting his client's ex-girlfriend had a master plan to kidnap and murder 8-year-old Tori Stafford over a drug debt. Dirk Durstein is cross-examining Terry Lynn McClinic again today. He painted his client as just a horrified spectator who turned down her offering of the girl as a sexual gift. He says Rafferty was totally unaware of why McClinic shoved a girl into his car on April the 8th, 2009, near a Woodstock, Ontario school. A version of events McClinic is denying. An off-duty RCMP officer has been found guilty of obstructing justice in a fatal motorcycle crash in BC. Tamsin Bergman of the Canadian Press has more.
The accident occurred 1 year after Corporal Monty Robinson was involved in the taser incident that killed Robert Jakansky at Vancouver's airport. After the crash, the officer ran home, downed 2 shots of vodka, and then returned to the scene. A BC Supreme Court judge ruled Robinson knew consuming alcohol after the fact would mislead a drinking and driving investigation. Judith Hutchinson's son, Orion, was killed.
Definitely a sense of satisfaction just hearing that very strongly worded word guilty.
A date for sentencing will be set in early April. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
The federal government is going to spend $54 million to build a new army hub for Western Canada. The 8,000-square-meter building will be located in Edmonton. The current headquarters for Land Force Western Area are at the old Griesbach Barracks, 12 kilometers from the Canadian Forces base in Edmonton. French mass shooting suspect Mohamed Merah died of 2 bullet wounds, one to the left temple and another to the abdomen. But the autopsy also reveals he was hit by about 20 bullets, mainly on his arms and legs. During his 32-hour standoff with police, Merah admitted killing 7 people in 3 separate shooting attacks in and around the city of Toulouse. U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been formally charged with the murder of 17 Afghan civilians. Aaron Katursky has more.
With premeditation, the military said Staff Sergeant Bales murdered 17 Afghan civilians and assaulted and attempted to murder six other civilians in Kandahar province. At worst, Bales could be put to death. His attorney, John Henry Brown, said prosecutors would have a hard time proving their case.
There is no crime scene. There's no CSI stuff. There's no fingerprints. There's no ballistics.
There's also no motive, though the case has raised questions about the mental health of troops in a decade-old war. Bales allegedly walked off his base with a gun and a rifle and used them to kill 9 children and 8 adults. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
A poll suggests support for betting on single-game sporting events is highest in Ontario and on the prairies. But overall, the Harris Decima survey done earlier this month reveals Canadians remain split on the issue. Pollsters say most people they surveyed didn't know about NDP MP's Joe Kamaran's private members bill to change the criminal code to allow single-game betting. That's 91X News to 506. Sports expert Keenan Weaver has sports next.
They say the early bird gets the worm, a motto this cowboy lives by. Off to do the groceries. Got to get those deals before it's too late. Giddy up, horsey.
Whoa there, partner. With Mark's No Frills, you don't need to be the early bird. Mark sells everything for less. If you can find a better price somewhere else, Mark's will match it.
That's a mighty fine deal, young missy.
Hee-hoo!
The price is so low at Mark's No Frills.
Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Their prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with my final 91X Sportscast. St. Teresa's of Belleville has won the 2012 OFSA Women's Hockey Championship. Harrison Perkins was there.
As the clock winds down, fans go crazy. St. Teresa's of Belleville defeats Appleby of Oakville 5-1 to win the OFSA Women's Hockey Championship today in Belleville. The same two teams played in last year's final. This year, however, St. Teresa's came out on top. Hannah Bunton is a forward with St. Teresa's.
It's good revenge to finally be able to beat them.
St. Teresa's goaltender Amelia Waugh has played 4 years with the team, and her time between the pipes today was her last.
This is my fourth year and my second or third OFSA medal. We've had silver twice, and this is amazing to be. We got gold, finally.
Appleby player Danielle Peninja said St. Teresa's played hard and was full of praise for the hometown team.
Not feeling good, but we knew the underdogs going into it, but I don't know, when there's, like, the crowd and stuff, and, like, you just try to take the energy and, like, make it positive and stuff. But it was a good tournament, though.
St. Teresa's hosted this year's tournament. Next year, they will defend their title at the OFSA Women's Hockey Championship. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls will be at Ottawa tonight for Game 2 of the Round 1 Rumble. The Bulls had a 3-2 overtime loss to the 67s last night in the playoff opener. In the NHL, Senators goaltender Craig Anderson returns to the Ottawa lineup this evening in Montreal. He missed almost a month with a finger injury. It's one of 6 games on the NHL schedule, including Winnipeg Jets in Washington. The 8th place Caps are 5 points up on the Jets. Toronto visits New Jersey, and Edmonton is at Florida. March Madness continues tonight with the semifinal games in the Midwest and South regions. In St. Louis, North Carolina is playing Ohio University, and Kansas is facing North Carolina State. In Atlanta, Kentucky meets Indiana, and Baylor faces Xavier. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are waving forward Rasual Butler. The 10-year NBA veteran averaged 3.2 points in 34 games this season. Toronto is home to the New York Knicks tonight. It's one of 11 games on the schedule. London will kick off its Olympic Summer Games with a series of special sports-themed movie screenings.
Among the movies is the latest by the director of an acclaimed documentary on the late Brazilian race car driver Ayrton Senna. London-born Asif Kapadia, whose portrait Senna won global praise, says his short film The Odyssey will explore the relationship between the British capital and the Olympic Games. New movies have also been commissioned from directors Mike Lee and Lynn Ramsey, as well as many others. The Olympic film programme for the summer also includes a re-release of Chariots of Fire, a 1981 tale of British triumph at the 1924 Games that won 4 Academy Awards. Charles Ledesma, London.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Well, that's all for sports. Here's Joe Zeta Barros with 91x weather.
Fantastic work, Keenan. Great working with you. Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and risk of thunderstorms and a high of 16. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight and a low of 8. And Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon. A few showers beginning in the afternoon and a high of 9. It's 17 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. You stay classy, Belleville. 91X News.